You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You know, listen, I'm trying to read this in real time. This is...
What the hell's going on around
this
here?
This is absolutely insane. So literally about 30 seconds before I put my headsets back on to come back from break, Hoff came over. He said that there was an earthquake in the Bronx, and it was felt in Manhattan as well. I'm just reading this right now. I go to Twitter for the quickest reaction, and it looks like it's real. I guess I don't know which building. I definitely don't want to be irresponsible with this and just start guessing and throwing stuff out. That's the worst thing you could do. I also don't want to minimize it, so I guess I don't want to say a ton, except I don't see anything in terms of fatalities or buildings crashing, thank God. But apparently we just had an earthquake that was felt in the Bronx and upper Manhattan.
And even, I guess, at the studios. Who was back there, Hoff, for us? Rosie, you're back there running the board. You felt the earthquake in our building back at 345 Hudson?
Yes, I did.
Like, legit felt it?
Yeah, the building, it was a light shake for a good 3 to 4 seconds.
Wow. Okay, let's see. I mean, I remember...
Jeez.
I was in one. I remember when I was working in San Francisco. It was like 2012, yeah. And I was actually on the air. And it was like mid-sentence. And I don't know what it was on the Richter scale, but I certainly have no idea if this one... This one seems, thank God, small enough where maybe it didn't even register. I don't know. I want to stay in my lane. I'm not a meteorologist or whatever,
right.
You know.
Right, it's one thing when you start talking about injuries to players.
Or if it's going to rain. But, I mean, earthquakes is not exactly my expertise here. But I remember I was mid-sentence here, Sal. I was mid-sentence, and it was frightening enough where I was legitimately startled. I feel like it was a 5-ish or a 4.5. And I remember my old partner, who used to play for the 49ers, he was laughing because he was kind of used to it. And I remember another time I was in San Francisco. I was upstairs. Jen was downstairs. I was laying down watching. I think it was the A's. They were putting me to sleep. And I felt another earthquake. Like, and when you feel it, you feel it. So I don't know, and I certainly respect how Rosie characterized it, but yeah. So I just telling you what I heard. And do you have anything new?
Yeah, well, somebody from NBC News tweeted out magnitude 5.5.
5.5?
5.5 earthquake strikes greater New York area, New Jersey region.
5.5 is fairly...
That's where it... What do you mean?
Fairly strong. All right, so it isolated from Lebanon, New Jersey. That's where it originated from. In New Jersey, and according to, was that CNBC or NBC News? I didn't hear the affiliate.
Somebody from
NBC.
Let me just get
said
it.
Said it was a 5.5.
Carl Quintanilla here.
Okay.
24 years at CNBC and NBC
Quintanilla.
News.
Yep, that's him.
Magnitude 5.5. Strikes greater New York area, New Jersey.
Okay.
Region.
Wow. All right. Well, listen. If we'll be searching for this, and we're just going to keep going with the show here. That is absolutely bonkers. Wow. This certainly feels like a crazy transition on the things.
They're saying
expect
I'm Pete Caldera, who covers the Yankees here for the, I believe, the Bergen Record. We certainly felt the ground shaking a few minutes ago at Yankee Stadium, but BP went on without an interruption. How about that?
This is one of the most bizarre 2 or 3 minutes I've ever had in my radio career on this. So. Let's go. Let's get on with the show. All right, but we'll keep our eyes on this. There's no doubt.
You want to talk more about the earthquake?
I don't know what else to say.
I'm getting bombarded with texts.
What do I say? I told you everything I know. Yeah. I can fit everything I know, not literally, but figuratively, in a thumbnail. That's how little I know about earthquakes. But there it is. All right.
People sending me this now. Earthquake the wrestler?
Yeah. Well, in the theme of the show, Sergeant Slaughter was in studio yesterday. Now Sal's getting texts from his buddies and tweets with pictures of earthquake. The former wrestler. All right, so before we get back to these phones, oh my God, that's insane. To me, I think one of the awesome things, maybe the most encouraging things about this Yankees team, the way it's put together, all right, not so much from an execution point of view, which I love as well, but I think in a lot of ways, Sal, it mirrors the best way to construct a team. It's a perfect combo. You have several absolute superstars in their absolute prime. Now, granted, one of them's hurt right now with Gerrit Cole, but you've got top shelf, undeniable, elite superstars, number one. You got a couple of youngish, younger veterans who are not stars, but quality players. Verdugo, you've got...
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And a few others. A sage veteran or two like Rizzo in his mid-30s. But then, is where it really changes. And the Yankees haven't had this since the Baby Bombers, and that fizzled out. They're young. They have a couple of young players who profile to be stars. I mean, Volpe can feel. He can run. He's got pop. You know, I'm a Wells guy, and Dominguez is coming back. Right. So I just love the roster right now, top to bottom.
Well, there's a nice mix of some veteran players, obviously, and then the young guys coming, BT. But there's no, like, for me, we don't know about Dominguez yet. We don't know about Austin Wells. You certainly don't know about Spencer Jones yet. It's nice in theory. And could these guys pan out? Sure. We saw Jason Dominguez look the real deal, but it was just for 7 games. But it is nice to know that he might be coming back, and the Yanks could have a gluttony of outfielders and a good problem to have where, oh, what are they going to do? Take Stanton out of the lineup? Is Judge going to be the DH? You're right. They're structured, it seems, well as far as youth, as far as balance goes, lefty-righty, versatility. Yankees seem to be structured better this year than in years past and also have the depth, whether you know some guys come back or whether they want to bring some guys up, whatever it may be.
Yep, and I think there's a good chance in a year or two you're going to see either Spencer Jones or Judge at first base. I think that's the next big play, but yeah, we have plenty of time to dissect that. All right, let's get back to you. Let's go to George in Mineola, BT and Sal. Georgie, what's going on, buddy?
Biggest Yankee fan in Mineola. Fellas, happy opening day. I wish I could be there.
Thank you, buddy.
Two things. You guys been on point. I got to give it to you. One thing, I'm in Mineola right now. I felt the earthquake here. My whole freaking – I'm in an apartment. The whole place shook for five or 6 hours. I've been in an earthquake in Greece, so I was like, what the hell? Is that an earthquake?
Wow.
And so we got it out here in Long Island, too. The other thing is, you guys mentioned when you're talking about Soto knowing the strike zone, all that stuff, all true. But the one you mentioned, all these guys, the one guy that knew the strike zone in New York better than anybody over the last 50 years is Don Mattingly.
That's right.
He's better than Soto even, and people don't even talk about it right now. When they talk about Soto, like we had a Soto who could hit 30 home runs with 120 ribbies and 9 Gold Gloves.
Yeah,
you know,
and by the way. And strike out, you know, 47 times while he hit 325. Yeah, no, I know.
I think 43 was his high.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Amazing.
So Donnie,
yeah.
And he would, if you remember, Donnie would, he was so insane with the strike zone. He would, if a breaking ball went down low, he would even bend down and follow the ball.
Yes.
Like, he would,
yes.
You know, and watch it into the mitt, you know. Like,
I feel like
nobody.
Soto's the best. I'm not knocking Mattingly.
He would track it. Thanks for the call
like
here,
Soto,
George. Appreciate
I feel like
you, buddy. Enjoy
Soto,
the game. Go ahead.
Sorry, BT. I feel like Soto's the best I've ever seen at that. Now, other guys, he's going to strike out a lot more than some of the other guys that we talked about. You and I go over the Baseball Reference page and Fox and Mattingly and Gwynn. Those guys didn't strike out. It just was not a part of the game the way that it is today.
Yep.
But, man, watching Soto, maybe it is just the Soto shuffle or the way he really, you know, makes a point of emphasis to look at the ball and watch it come in.
It's artistic.
He does it for me more emphatically than anybody that I've ever seen before.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree when you lay it out that way. I mean, think about this, and you can apply this to whatever you do for a living. Like, imagine if, you know, the top person or one of the top people at your company, all right, was, say, the hardest worker, there early, leaving late, you know, always available, emails, text messages, always on point, always trying to help people out and just beyond immersed in their job, right? And what happens from that residually as a positive fallout is that other people see that, young people, maybe older people who say, man, I got to get my act together. And I do think the Yankees have had hard workers, but they have not had somebody that attacked their craft like Soto does. So
rubs
them,
off.
And for them to see it, Volpe, Cabrera, Dominguez when he gets back, Spencer Jones when he gets here, it is a full-bore advantage for everybody in that lineup. Danny's in Lafayette. BT and Sal live from Hard Rock. What's going on, Danny?
Yo, BT, Sal, what's up?
Danny boy, what's cooking, my man?
Yo, did you guys just feel that?
No.
No, we did not, actually. But I'm about to feel about a 470-foot bomb by Judge today. I'll feel that for sure.
That earthquake was New York coming to town. Let's go, Yankees!
Oh, man.